Our portrait this month is actress Natalie Portman. Back soon on the big screen in Alex Garland's sci-fi horror, Annihilation, we trace the highs and lows of her impressive career.
Hi. When Natalie Portman was just 10 years old, a scout from a New York fashion agency spotted her and suggested she become a model. She said she'd rather be an actress. 2 years later, she debuted with a starring role in Luc Besson's 1994 film, Léon, in which she played the child protégé of a hitman, actor Jean Reno.
I was definitely different from other kids, she said many years later. I was more ambitious, I knew what I wanted, and I worked really hard. I was a very serious kid.
Low. As a 12-year-old in Léon, Natalie displayed an intelligence and maturity far beyond her age. But her captivating performance provoked a perverse reaction among certain fans, who bombarded Natalie with weird letters that really disturbed her.
It was unnerving to find myself being suddenly looked upon as a sexual object when I was still only 12, she said since.
Low. At the age of 17, Natalie was the female lead in the biggest film of the 90s, the Star Wars prequel, The Phantom Menace. But her performance was attacked by critics as stiff and lifeless.
Everyone thought I was a horrible actress, she said. I was in the biggest grossing film of the decade, and no director wanted to work with me.
Hi. Natalie Portman missed the New York premiere of The Phantom Menace because she was studying for her high school finals. She later took a break from acting to study psychology at Harvard University. Reacting to journalists who said that she was endangering her career, she answered,
I don't care if college ruins my career. I'd rather be smart than a movie star.
Hi. Vegetarian since the age of 8, and now a vegan, Natalie Portman has always been highly active in environmental causes and U.S. politics. Ironically, she's identified with a very different type of activism because she was the star of V for Vendetta, 2009, a movie about a terrorist group fighting a totalitarian government. The movie inspired the hacker group Anonymous and numerous anarchists to adopt the Guy Fawkes mask as their symbol.
The film doesn't make clear good or bad statements, she has since said. It respects the audience enough to take away their own opinion.
Hi. For her role as a dancer in the psychological thriller Black Swan, 2010, Natalie spent a year ballet training, eventually dancing 8 hours a day. The effort won her both a Best Actress Oscar and a husband, French dancer Benjamin Millepied, who was choreographer on the movie. The low-budget film was a surprise commercial hit, making $330 million and confirming Portman's status at the top of the A-list.
How do you get guys to go to a ballet movie? She asked frankly. The answer is to include a lesbian scene.
Low. Although both the female lead and a producer of the 2011 comedy No Strings Attached, Sex Friends in France, Portman was shocked to discover that co-star Ashton Kutcher got paid 3 times as much money as she did.
We get paid a lot, so it's hard to complain, but the disparity is crazy. Compared to men in most professions, women make 80 cents to the dollar. In Hollywood, we are making 30 cents to the dollar.
Hi. After taking time out to have children, Natalie returned triumphantly to the cinema last year, playing President Kennedy's wife, Jackie. Her Oscar-nominated portrayal was so convincing that one reviewer commented that no one will ever be able to touch this role again. Hi. Portman's role in her forthcoming film, sci-fi horror Annihilation, out soon, is in some ways similar to Black Swan. Her character, a scientist, is paranoid, unsure of what is real and imagined, and close to psychological breaking point. Exactly what Natalie does well.